So I appreciate your support for UMCOR. Well, I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today, and that's what we're called to be. We are all servants and disciples of Jesus. And that's why we're here. We're here to worship and praise God. And I want you to continue to pray for those who aren't here, who maybe had some problems in the storm. I want you to pray for my parents. They evacuated to Tallahassee to a facility there, and my father fell and broke his shoulder. But he's all right, and hopefully they'll be coming back soon. I don't know yet when they'll be returning, but it's been anxious for me. I let them go to Tallahassee because I thought they could keep them safe. You just don't know. Safe from the storm. That's right, but not safe from himself. But I am so grateful to you and glad to see you here today. Let's greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Peace
be with you.
Good morning, Calvary. Call one. Good morning, Calvary. There we go. It's nice to socialize and greet our neighbors, and it's so much fun. Anyway, we have a couple announcements. We have our pumpkin patch outside that we need to get back in operation. So we'll need a little bit of help after church if you're available to help to get the tents recovered and get things back in order, the tables out, the chairs out, and so forth and so on. Also, on that same line, we have the charge conference next Sunday at 4 o'clock. Please do not forget about that. It's in your bulletin, in the announcements. Please read through the announcements. I'm not going to go through them all. Also, we'll have a potluck dinner on October 30th, which I always look forward to. There's some good cooks in this church. I believe we have an announcement from our pumpkin patch chairperson, or what are you just handing up, the trunk or treat, or would you like to fill us in a little bit?
Okay, I'm going to talk about the trunk or treat. I just put a handwritten sign up there for people to sign up only because the last couple, 3 weeks have been kind of rough for me. But anyways, there's a sign-up sheet out in the hallway. I need you to sign up if you're going to participate with your trunk and treats. I also want to recommend that anyone from any of the committees, if you would take this opportunity to kind of dress up and take a pamphlet or be around so that you can talk about what the committees of this church do for those that come by and with their children, to let them know and hopefully use that as an avenue to invite them here. And those that want to produce or donate just candy, that's okay too, because some of us may just have a trunk. But I do want to encourage, I know we haven't done it for a couple years, but I always think it's fun. I've been on the other side, never the planning side, so bear with me. But I know you all have had many years of practice. So get out the decorations and please help. But sign up in the hallway so that I know who is available. Thank you.
Yes, it is a very memorable time for some of the children in the neighborhood to get to come up here and visit, and it's a good opportunity for us to show ourselves in the neighborhood. Thank you, Barbara. All right, let's turn in your back of your bulletin to the opening words, please. You will be reading the words in bold along with me. We gather together to sing praise to our God.
Even when our bodies are tired, we feel God's renewing our strength.
We gather together to lift our prayers to God.
Even when we are sad and downtrodden, God is lifting up our hearts.
We gather together to celebrate our living God.
We know that God will turn our mourning into dancing, for the joy of Jesus is in our hearts. Let us worship our God together.
Amen.
Let's all stand and turn in our hymnals to page 261, and we'll sing Lord of the Dance, verses 1, 3, and 5. If you turn to 882, we'll have our affirmation of faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into heaven. On the third day he rose and lived. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Everybody here today. Now, I have a question to ask you. Are you thankful for anything today? What are you thankful for, Bradley? That we didn't die. I'm thankful for that too, Zachary. Yeah, you're thankful for their having stuff on hand in case you needed it, right? For the food and the water that you had saved. Okay. What else? Is anybody thankful for something? Megan?
I'm thankful no trees fell at my house or Nana's house.
No trees fell at her house or her Nana's house? And John, I think you had your hand up too, didn't you? No? Okay, anybody else want to tell me what you're thankful for today? Are you going to say something else, Zachary? Oh, you were watching the squirrel. Oh, so you're thankful that the squirrel didn't get thrown into your house then. Yeah, that might have been real interesting. Now, I figured that today you would be especially thankful because of having survived, as Bradley said, survived the hurricane. How do we show our thanksgiving, our thanks for that? What do we do to show that we're thankful for that? Yes, Bradley. We can pray to God. We can say, thank you, God. Right. And give to others. Boy, this is an A student here. Wow. When we are filled with gratitude, it helps us want to help others who maybe are not as well off, because some people did have trees that came down on their house. Some people still don't have power. Some people may not have that water and that food, and we can help them out. When we feel so full of gratitude for what God has done for us, it automatically makes us want to help other people so that they too will know that all the good gifts that we have come from God. Did you know that? Everything that we think of as a good gift is something that God has blessed us with, and we are thankful. And I know you're going to continue to be thankful and praise God and show your gratitude, not just to God, but also to your neighbors and your friends and the people in church. When we want to show our gratitude, we can share that with them, can't we? Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. We are filled with gratitude today, O God, because we did come through this storm, and there are so many who did not. And we are remembering those, especially who are suffering in places like Haiti, where so many lost lives. And we pray, dear God, that you will continue to use us as your instruments for gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Have a piece of candy. To continue to worship God with the giving of our gifts, but I want to, as they're coming forward, I want to recognize that Betty Kuhn had a birthday. She had a birthday? Yes, yesterday was Betty Kuhn's birthday. She was 39. Yay! And Mary, did you have a birthday? 65 years on Thursday, we have an anniversary. How in the world can they be married that long and when she's only 39 years old? Yeah, that is a miracle, a birthday anniversary miracle. All right. Let's bow our heads. We are grateful that we can come into your presence and enjoy each other, that we can find happiness by our presence together. We pray your blessing upon us, and we remember those who are not doing as well as we are and ask, dear God, that you would continue to send and rain down your love and power among those who need it most. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I need plates, don't I? There you go. Thank you.
appropriate song for coming through the storm all right?
Amen.
The choir picked that out.
Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Let's go to God and spend a few moments in prayer with God today. There's probably a lot you could say this morning. If you would bow your heads, close your eyes, and maybe take a couple of deep breaths. And maybe start out by saying a little prayer for the person who's usually sitting next to you or in front of you or behind you and who maybe aren't here because they still have no power or damage to their house or the fact that they evacuated and aren't back home yet. So we pray for our community. We pray for those in need in our community. But we are just so grateful that we are here to worship you today. That you surround us with your love, with your care, even when we are deeply afraid and our safety feels at risk. We are strong in you and know that you walk with us whatever road we are on. We are not alone. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Spend a few moments in gratitude silently. And if you would like to share your praise or prayer, do so whether silently to yourself or out loud before us and before Almighty God. Marlene and Lloyd Stone. Mary Dixon. Skip and Carolyn Bly Miller, Traveling Mercies. Today we are so filled, we're almost overflowing, dear God, with our love, with our praise for your holy and good name who gives us so much, dear Lord. We can only give a portion back to you, but we pray for your strength and your help to help us be your servants in this community and in this world for your precious name. And help us to live as you taught us to pray. When we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
If you would stand and look to the screen behind me. we'll sing Lord Reign in Me.
Our scripture reading today comes out of the book of Luke again. This week, verses 11 through 19. It's on page 98 of your Pew Bible in the New Testament. The topic is Jesus cleanses the 10 lepers. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approaching him, keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Well, I know a lot of you remember the comic strip Peanuts. The Peanuts cartoon had a lot of theology in it. I don't know if you ever picked that up. There was even a book called The Gospel According to Peanuts. Well, here's a Peanuts cartoon for you. Lucy, you remember Lucy. She's doing her math homework, and she's working on a word problem, which are exactly the things that used to give me trouble when I was in math. And she's stuck, so she asks Charlie Brown to help her out. And she says, I'll be eternally grateful if you help me. And Charlie Brown says, okay, I've never had anyone be eternally grateful before, so here's what you do. You just subtract 4 from 10 to get how many apples the farmer had left. And Lucy looks at him and says, that's it? That's all there is to it? I have to be eternally grateful for that? I can't be eternally grateful for this. It was too easy. And Charlie Brown says, well, you know, do whatever you think is fair. And so she has to think about it for a minute, and she says, thanks, bro. And Charlie Brown goes outside into the yard and runs across Linus, who asks him what he'd been doing, and Charlie Brown says, well, I've been helping Lucy out with her math homework. And Linus wonders, well, did she appreciate it? And Charlie Brown says, at greatly reduced prices. Charlie Brown was being gracious, and Lucy was not grateful. That's what our topic for today is, gratitude. In our lesson today that Jamie read for us, we hear a story about grace and gratitude, or lack thereof. After receiving the benefit of this outstanding moment of grace, 9 out of 10 fail to be grateful. I wonder how that compares today. Is it still true? 9 out of 10 are not grateful. Jesus says all 10 were helped, all 10 were healed freely, there were no strings attached to the healing, no payment asked, and no act of obedience required. They simply asked for mercy, and Jesus gave it to them. And they all believed Jesus. It was not a matter of a lack of faith. They all got up together to go show themselves to the priest. And then, when they were healed, and the promise was fulfilled, 9 continued on their way, and only one, turned back to thank Jesus and to praise God. Now, an interesting twist in the story is that the one who returned to praise and thank Jesus was what? A Samaritan. One who was outside the community of faith, rather than one seeking to be admitted to the faith. Perhaps the Samaritan was doubly grateful for his healing because he did not expect it. While the others somehow believed, maybe, you think, they might believe that they perhaps deserved it. Could it be that their lack of gratitude grew out of a sense of entitlement? Now, in the South, we have this expression, and I'm sure some of you remember hearing or reading somewhere about being well-bred. Have you heard that before? I see some of you smiling and nodding your head. And in spite of what it sounds like, it has nothing to do with genetics. Well-bred had everything to do with how you were raised. And we used to call that being raised right. And being raised right in the South meant learning to express profuse gratitude and thank yous at every appropriate moment. That was instilled in me as a very young child. Thank you. Thank you. And it's still being instilled in me to this day by my father, if I'm not grateful enough. But it's interesting to note that the one person in the story who we can be certain was not well-bred, had not been raised right, was the one who came back to say thank you to Jesus. So as we think about this story, it's important that we move beyond questions of healing and disease to a consideration of God's numerous acts of grace, as we heard sung by the choir. This is amazing grace. And think about, in this passage, appropriate ways for us to express our gratitude to God for all this goodness that He has bestowed upon us. Now, I think probably today we're more filled with gratitude than we might be on a normal basis because of having weathered the storm that we just went through. But I know that sometimes, because it happens to me, I know that sometimes I'm like this man with a broken arm who goes to the post office and he has to get some help because he can't write anything. And so he gets the postmaster to write out a birthday card with a note on it, and he gets the postmaster to address it and put a stamp on it for him. And he handed it back and said to him, "Is there anything else I can do for you?" And the man with the broken arm said, "Well, you could write a line apologizing for the bad handwriting." He was not grateful. It's so easy sometimes to forget. It's easy sometimes to take for granted every breath we take is God's precious gift. But are we like that sometimes, the man in the post office, or like the nine who took their healing and ran without a second look or a second thought? I know for me that all too often in my life, I take God's grace for me for granted and fail to whisper a prayer of thanksgiving, let alone go out of my way to help others in response to Christ going out of His way to help me. That's the response of gratitude. Gratitude for all that we have, that others should know and be grateful. God's call to us today is to take a good look at our lives and to find a way to express our gratitude to God. In words and acts of prayer and thanksgiving, words and acts shared not only with God, but everyone in our lives. And perhaps, rather than forgetting how this storm has made us feel, moving probably, if you were like me, from fear, inconvenience, uncertainty, into great relief, that we will use this as a time to look at our lives and redirect ourselves and give God the praise, the glory, and the thanks for all He has done. Amen and amen.
If you would please stand and look through the screen behind me, we'll sing in moments like these, and the rail will be available. So please come up as you feel.
In moments like these.
Well, as I like to say at the beginning of every service, I am grateful for you. And I'm grateful to be allowed to be your pastor and hope to remain so because I love you.
Amen.
And I pray today that you all may find the peace that passes understanding in your life. And may we be able to be the church and the people that Jesus wants in this time and in this place, in this community, as servants of our Master and Lord. And so today, just go in his peace and know that you are not alone, that God goes with us. Grace, mercy, and peace of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each of you now and always. Go in peace.
One quick announcement. Your quarterly statements are in the back. If you'd like to pick them up,
quarterly giving statements are in the back. Thank you. Amen.